If you don't believe in yourself, nothing works the way it should. That's the hard truth. You can have talent, skills, goals, but if deep down you keep doubting who you are, you'll hold yourself back without even realizing it. You'll talk yourself out of opportunities. You'll stay quiet when you should speak up. You'll wait for permission when you should have moved already. Most people struggle not because they're not capable, but because they don't trust themselves enough to try. That ends here. This audiobook is about helping you rebuild that trust, not by using hype or empty talk, but by getting real. You're going to learn how to stop depending on other people to feel confident. You'll learn how to think clearly, act with purpose, and finally start showing up like someone who knows they deserve better. If you've ever felt stuck, lost, or unsure about yourself, this is the reset you've been needing. Chapter 1. Accept that you don't need their validation anymore. You don't need anyone's permission to believe in yourself. You don't need a crowd clapping for you before you feel like you're worth something. And you certainly don't need to be validated by people who haven't walked one single step in your shoes. That's where a lot of people go wrong. They tie their self-worth to how others treat them. They wait for someone to say you're good enough. They wait for someone to approve their dream, approve their pace, approve their life. But I'll tell you the truth, it's a losing game. You will never live a strong, meaningful, and focused life if you keep depending on someone else's nod to feel good about who you are. It starts with a simple truth you must accept. Your value is not up for debate. It doesn't rise or fall based on how others see you. It doesn't disappear when someone ignores you, and it doesn't become real only when others recognize it. Your value was always there. The problem is, too many people get caught in a trap. They give other people the power to decide how they should feel. They hand over their confidence like it belongs to someone else. If someone compliments them, they feel worthy. If someone stays silent, they start doubting everything. That's not belief. That's dependence. That's slavery to opinions. And it's exhausting. The truth is, most people who doubt you are too busy doubting themselves. They don't see your potential clearly because they're struggling to see their own. So if you're waiting for them to see your worth, you're waiting for something they can't even see in themselves. That's why you've got to stop giving them the final word on how you feel about you. You've got to break the pattern of constantly chasing their approval, because here's what happens. Once you stop seeking validation, you start getting clarity. You stop adjusting your direction just to please others. You stop holding back your effort just because no one noticed, and that's when everything starts changing. That's when you grow. If you've ever felt frustrated because people didn't believe in your vision, you're not alone. That pain is real. It hurts to not be seen. It hurts to work hard and still feel invisible. But that pain is not meant to make you bitter. It's meant to wake you up. It's meant to tell you it's time to believe in yourself without needing anyone else to believe first. Because once you believe, the world starts to shift, your energy changes, your actions become clearer, you stop begging people to support you, and you start building things they can't ignore. But the first step is this: accept that you don't need their validation anymore. Not tomorrow, not when you're more successful, not when you finally prove yourself. Now, you need to decide, today, that your belief in yourself is enough to get started. If someone supports you, great. If they don't, it changes nothing. If they clap, fine. If they stay silent, you keep going. Because the minute you give your confidence to someone else, you give them the power to break you, and that's a risk you cannot afford. Real self-belief is quiet. It doesn't scream. It doesn't beg. It just moves. It shows up day after day. It puts in the work. It stays focused when others drift. It stands tall when others question. It's not arrogant. It's grounded. It doesn't need to announce itself. And you build it, not by waiting, but by showing up for yourself, even when no one else shows up. Ask yourself, how many times have you held back because you were scared of what someone might say? How many ideas have you ignored because you didn't think people would take you seriously? How many dreams have you placed on hold because someone once said, "That's not realistic"? It's time to stop living like that. It's time to stop filtering your life through their opinions. You were not born to impress people who haven't done what you're trying to do. You were born to live your truth, chase your goals, and build a life you're proud of. If you want strength, stop negotiating your worth. If you want focus, stop asking people if your plan makes sense to them. If you want freedom, stop making your peace depend on their words. You don't need them to tell you what's possible for you. You need to tell yourself, every single day, that you're capable, not because you've already achieved it, but because you're willing to put in the work. There's something powerful that happens when you decide to move forward without applause. You become more dangerous in the best way. You stop being afraid to fail. You stop needing backup. You stop looking over your shoulder wondering if people approve. You become focused, calm, and steady. That's belief. That's real power. It's not loud. It's not dramatic. It's consistent. And consistency beats talent, beats luck, beats noise, every single time. So what if they doubt you? That's their problem. So what if they laugh? That doesn't change your path. So what if they leave? That just proves they were never supposed to stay. This life is short. You don't get the time back. So don't waste it explaining yourself to people who aren't even listening. Don't waste it proving your heart to people who don't care. Don't waste it shrinking just to make others feel comfortable. Use your energy to build. Use your time to grow. Use your pain to push forward. That's belief in action. Look at the people you admire, the ones who built something meaningful, the ones who rose from nothing. They weren't handed belief. They fought for it. They built it inside themselves brick by brick. And you can do the same, but only if you stop waiting for others to hand it to you. Belief is earned through effort. Confidence is built through struggle. Strength is developed through daily decision. You can't skip that. You've got to show up and do the work. When you fail, believe in your ability to try again. When you get rejected, believe that it doesn't define you. When you feel tired, believe that you're still making progress. Belief is not a feeling, it's a decision to keep going, a decision to keep building, a decision to take yourself seriously, even when nobody else does. It's easy to believe in yourself when everything's going right. The real test is believing when nothing is working, when results are slow, when the doors don't open, when support is missing. That's when you find out what you're made of. That's when belief matters most. And if you can keep showing up, if you can keep building in silence, if you can keep walking your path without begging for attention, you will become someone unshakable. So if you're waiting for a sign to stop needing their validation, this is it. Stop explaining. Stop chasing. Stop waiting. Start acting. Start believing. Start trusting yourself enough to take the next step, even if no one sees it. Because the truth is, the world starts taking you seriously the moment you take yourself seriously. And that begins with one quiet but powerful decision. I believe in me. Not because they said so. Not because they approved. But because I chose to. And I'm not going back.
Chapter 2. Act like you've already earned your own respect. You don't need to wait for a title, a promotion, or someone else's recognition to start respecting yourself. You can start acting like the person you want to become, right now. The truth is, most people are waiting for something big to happen before they give themselves permission to feel worthy. They think once they hit a certain goal, once they prove something, once they earn enough or achieve enough, then they'll finally deserve to feel proud. But that mindset holds you back more than you realize, because if you keep thinking you need to earn your own respect later, you'll keep living like you're not enough today. And that belief shows in how you speak, how you walk, how you treat your time, how you carry yourself. If you want to grow, you've got to stop waiting for a future version of yourself to show up. You've got to act like you already believe in the person you're becoming. That's not fake. That's called alignment. Respect isn't something you find outside yourself. It's something you build every day in the way you think, act, and live. When you start treating your own time seriously, when you take care of your health, when you commit to your goals without letting distractions win, that's how you show self-respect. You stop begging for attention. You stop apologizing for wanting more. You stop accepting things that don't serve you, because you know who you are and you don't need someone to remind you. When you start acting like you've already earned your own respect, everything around you changes. You start setting different standards. You stop entertaining people who drain your energy. You stop explaining your choices to people who don't understand your journey. You show up different, not louder, not fake, just grounded, and people notice. They respond to your energy. They see the seriousness in your tone, the clarity in your choices, the discipline in your actions. That's not arrogance. That's self-awareness. That's confidence without noise. Respecting yourself isn't about being perfect. It's about being real with yourself. You hold yourself to your own word. You follow through when you say you will. You don't ghost your own goals. You don't cancel on your own progress. You don't lower your bar because others live with less ambition. That's how people lose respect for themselves. They compromise too often, they tolerate too much, and they forget what they once promised themselves. And the more you break your own promises, the harder it becomes to believe you can keep them again. You don't need to have it all figured out to walk like someone with direction. You just need to stop acting like someone who doesn't care. Even on the days when you're tired, even when things are slow, even when no one claps for you, you still show up like you mean it. You train yourself to move with intention. You stop making excuses. You stop blaming everything around you. That's how you build power inside, quietly, consistently, without needing a spotlight. People say they want more confidence, but real confidence doesn't come from compliments or applause. It comes from knowing that you've done what you said you would. It comes from keeping your promises when no one's watching. It comes from knowing that you're not pretending, that you're not just talking a big game, you're living it. When you act like someone who respects themselves, it shows, and the world responds. But you can't fake it. You can't dress it up. You can't post it. You've got to live it. Start waking up with intention. Make decisions that protect your peace. Stop forcing conversations that go nowhere. Respect your time like it matters. Don't waste your energy trying to convince people who don't listen. You don't need to impress anyone. You just need to be someone you don't have to run from. Someone who can look in the mirror and say, "I'm doing the best I can, and I'm not giving up on me." The small things matter more than you think. How you start your day, how you speak to yourself when things go wrong, how you handle failure, how you respond to distractions, all of it adds up. Every action is a vote for the kind of person you're becoming, and if you want to become someone you respect, you've got to earn that vote every day. Not with big wins, but with small, clear, disciplined choices. The people who seem strong don't have it easier. They just made a decision to carry themselves like they matter. They don't wait for the world to treat them better. They treat themselves better first. They show others how to treat them by what they tolerate and what they walk away from. And that's a lesson you must carry. If you accept less, you get less. If you walk with doubt, you attract disrespect. But if you carry yourself with quiet strength, the world begins to shift around you. You don't have to prove anything. You just have to stop hiding. You just have to stop acting like your time isn't valuable, like your goals don't matter, like your voice doesn't deserve to be heard. You've got to remind yourself, "I matter." Not because of what I've achieved, not because of what others say, but because I've decided to treat myself like I'm worth something, and that decision changes everything. When you start acting like you've already earned your own respect, you make different choices. You don't chase people who walked away. You don't explain your worth to people who never saw it. You don't beg for chances. You create them. You don't get desperate. You get better. You train. You grow. You build. You become someone your younger self would admire. And that's what it's all about. This isn't about ego. This is about standards. This is about choosing not to shrink, choosing not to beg. Choosing not to wait for someone else to tell you what you're allowed to do. You've already earned the right to respect yourself simply by deciding to stop living small, simply by waking up and trying again, simply by refusing to settle for a life that doesn't reflect who you really are. So walk like it, speak like it, move like it, show up like someone who knows what they bring to the table, even when no one is watching, even when no one is clapping. Even when you're the only one who believes, that's the moment that matters most. Because when you act like you've already earned your own respect, you start becoming the person who actually has.
Chapter 3. Push back when your mind says you can't. There will be moments when your mind starts doubting you. Not because you're weak, but because that's what the mind does when it feels discomfort. It looks for safety. It searches for the easy way out. It whispers things like, "You can't do this, you've never done this before, or you're not ready." But here's the truth. If you listen to that voice without questioning it, you will live a life far below your real potential. That voice isn't there to guide you forward. It's there to protect you from discomfort. But discomfort is exactly where growth lives. And the only way to grow is to push back when your mind says you can't. You don't need to destroy that voice. You need to understand it and challenge it. The difference between people who move forward and people who stay stuck is simple. Some listen to their doubts and accept them as truth, while others feel those doubts and move anyway. That's what builds strength, not confidence at the start,
but movement in the face of resistance. You think the winners feel no fear. You think the disciplined don't get tired. You think the successful don't hear the same negative thoughts you hear. They do. The only difference is they don't obey them. When your mind says stop, you must ask why. When it says you'll fail, you ask, so what if I do? When it says this is too much, you respond, then it's time I get stronger. This is not about fighting yourself. It's about not allowing your weaker thoughts to run your life. Every time you push back against those thoughts, you take back power. You remind your mind that you decide what you do next. Not fear, not doubt, not excuses. Your thoughts don't own you. You're in charge. Most people wait for motivation to silence the negative voice before they act. But that voice doesn't go away just because you're inspired. It fades only when you prove it wrong through action. Every time you move forward in spite of the doubt, you weaken its grip. You tell it, you don't get to stop me anymore, and you build proof. Not fake confidence, not hype, but real evidence that you can follow through, that you can do hard things, that you can handle resistance. That's how belief grows, not in your head, but in your actions. And sometimes, pushing back doesn't mean doing something big. Sometimes it means doing the one small thing your mind doesn't want to do. Getting out of bed when you feel stuck, speaking up when you feel nervous, finishing that task when you'd rather quit. These seem like small moments, but that's where the shift happens. That's where you break the habit of letting your fear run the show. That's where discipline begins. You've got to stop assuming every thought in your head is telling the truth. Just because your mind says you can't, doesn't mean it's a fact. It means you're about to step into something unfamiliar. And the mind doesn't like unfamiliar. It wants control. It wants comfort. It wants to repeat what's known. So when you choose to do something that goes against the comfort zone, expect resistance. It's not a problem. It's a sign you're on the right track. What matters most is how you respond to it. When your mind tells you to shrink, that's your cue to stand up. When it tells you to hide, that's your signal to show up. When it tells you to stay the same, that's your invitation to grow. You're not weak for having those thoughts. You're human. But you become stronger by training yourself not to give them control. Think about how many times you've held back because your mind convinced you it was too hard. Think about how many chances you ignored because it told you it wasn't the right time. Think about how many ideas you abandoned because that voice said you won't be good enough. Now ask yourself this, how much longer are you going to keep obeying it? How much of your life are you willing to hand over to doubt? You don't need a perfect plan. You don't need the fear to go away. You just need to do the thing your mind says you can't. You need to walk into that conversation, start that project, begin that routine. You need to show up tired, start small, get it wrong, try again. The more you do this, the more your brain learns something new. It learns that your limits weren't real. It learns that discomfort doesn't mean danger. It learns that you can survive struggle. And once your brain learns that, it starts giving you a different voice. Not one that says you can't, but one that says you've done it before. You can do it again. That voice won't appear right away. You have to earn it. And that comes through action. Every rep counts. Every hard choice matters. Every time you go through the thing instead of avoiding it, you become mentally tougher. You stop being controlled by thoughts that don't serve you, and you become someone you respect, not because life got easier, but because you became harder to shake. There is a version of you who doesn't back down, who doesn't fold every time it gets hard, who doesn't second guess every decision. That version of you isn't found, it's built. And it's built in the exact moments when your mind screams, you can't, and you calmly reply, watch me. You don't have to feel strong to act strong. You just have to stop agreeing with every negative thought. You just have to notice the pattern and break it. When your mind pulls you toward weakness, redirect it toward action. When it tries to convince you that you're not ready, remind yourself that action creates readiness. You don't get stronger by waiting. You get stronger by deciding to move. There's something powerful about doing what you once thought you couldn't, not just because of the result, but because of the trust you build in yourself. You stop needing constant reassurance. You stop seeking motivation. You stop hoping for easy days. And you start showing up because you've trained your mind to follow your lead, not the other way around. Don't sit around waiting for the fear to disappear. It won't. Move anyway. Don't wait for the perfect time to start. There isn't one. Begin now. Don't try to win every battle in your head. Just win the next one, then the next, and then the next. Before you know it, the voice that once held you back will lose its grip, and you'll finally realize it was never about proving anything to the world. It was about proving to yourself that you are more than your thoughts, you are stronger than your fear, and you are fully capable of doing what once felt impossible.
Chapter 4. Prove to yourself that quitting is not an option. When you decide that quitting is not an option, everything in your life starts to shift. You begin to operate differently. You start to think, act, and move like someone who is fully committed. You don't waste energy wondering if this will work. You don't negotiate with yourself when things feel hard. You don't entertain the idea of backing down just because progress is slow. You remove the exit. You burn the fallback plan. You stop thinking, maybe I'll stop, and start thinking, how do I keep going? That shift in mindset changes the way you face challenges, because when quitting is off the table, solutions start to appear, effort starts to multiply, and resilience becomes your new default. Most people fail, not because they aren't capable, but because they leave quitting on the list of options. They allow themselves to stop when things become uncomfortable. They walk away when the progress doesn't come fast enough. They hit a wall and turn around instead of climbing over it. And each time they do that, they train themselves to believe that stopping is acceptable, that giving up is justified, that it's okay to break a promise to yourself when things get heavy. But that mindset destroys self-respect. It weakens belief, and it makes the next quit even easier. You've got to train yourself to do the opposite. You've got to make yourself stronger every time the thought of quitting enters your mind. When you feel tired, you keep showing up. When you feel discouraged, you find one more reason to keep pushing. When you feel like nothing is working, you remind yourself why you started. That's not just motivation. That's self-discipline. That's internal power. That's you proving to yourself that no matter how it feels, quitting is not your story. When you push through something hard and come out the other side, it's not just about finishing that one thing. It's about who you become because of it. You develop trust in yourself. You build a record of perseverance. You create a mindset that says, I might slow down, but I don't stop. And that belief carries over into every other part of your life. You'll approach relationships with more strength. You'll handle rejection with more maturity. You'll face setbacks with more clarity. Because deep down, you've already made the decision, I don't quit. You've got to stop treating every struggle as a sign that you should walk away. Some things are difficult by design. Some goals take longer than expected. Some progress looks invisible for a while. That doesn't mean it's not working. It means you're being tested, you're being stretched, you're being prepared for the strength required to sustain what you're building, and that process won't be easy. But if you commit to seeing it through, it will be worth it. You need to hold yourself to a higher standard when it comes to quitting. You need to expect more from yourself when you feel the urge to back off. You need to develop the habit of staying in the game when everything in you wants to walk away. That habit is built by repetition. Each time you keep going, even just a little further, you're reinforcing the belief that you don't quit on yourself. Not this time, not ever again. It doesn't matter if your pace is slow. It doesn't matter if your results are small. What matters is that you're still moving, that you're still showing up, that you're not making quitting a comfortable choice, because once you make it comfortable, it becomes familiar. And once it's familiar, it starts showing up everywhere. You quit workouts early. You quit goals halfway. You quit projects when they get tough. And over time, that builds a life filled with abandoned potential. That's not the life you want. That's not the person you want to be. The person you want to become is on the other side of the challenge you want to escape. You don't get stronger by quitting. You get stronger by pushing through, even when it's slow, even when it's frustrating, even when it's painful, especially then, because those are the moments that separate the people who only say they want it from the ones who actually do something about it. Everyone has energy on day one, but it's the people who keep moving on day 50, day 100, day 200, that's where the real difference is made. You don't need to win today, you just need to refuse to quit today, you just need to take the next step, no matter how small. That step builds momentum, that step builds identity, that step is how you keep your promise to yourself, because that's what matters more than anything else, keeping your own promise, finishing what you said you'd do. Not for anyone else, not for attention,
but because you said you would, and that matters. There will be days where everything feels heavy, where progress feels invisible, where doubt feels louder than belief. That's normal. But what's not okay is letting those moments decide for you. You are allowed to pause, but not to stop. You are allowed to feel overwhelmed, but not to give in. You are allowed to question yourself, but not to walk away from your mission. You've got to train yourself to stay in the fight, not because it's easy, but because it's necessary. Every time you don't quit, you get stronger. Every time you stay in it, you sharpen your edge. Every time you finish something you wanted to walk away from, you make it harder to quit the next time. And that's how you build a life you're proud of, not with perfect days, but with consistent effort, with the kind of focus that says, I'm not here to prove anything to the world. I'm here to show myself what I'm made of. No one is going to carry you across the finish line. No one is going to give you strength. You build it yourself. You earn it in the dark, quiet moments when no one is watching and quitting feels easier than trying. That's when your character is forged. That's when you build the version of you who doesn't need external motivation, who doesn't need applause, who doesn't need perfect conditions, just a reason, just a decision, just a commitment to stay in it. You may fall behind, you may fail, you may feel defeated, but you don't quit. That's the rule, that's the line you don't cross, because the moment you accept that quitting is not an option, you take control of your future. You stop reacting and start responding. You stop waiting for things to change and start creating your own change. So the next time the thought of quitting shows up, don't argue with it, don't justify it, just keep going. Prove to yourself that you are not the type to back down. Prove it through your actions. Prove it through your effort. Prove it by showing up on the days when it would be easier to disappear. Because once you prove to yourself that quitting is not an option, you become someone who can handle anything, and that version of you is unstoppable.
Chapter 5. Choose to keep going when nobody checks on you. Most people stop when no one is watching. They slow down when there's no one to remind them why they started. They wait for someone to text, call, or check in before they take their next step. But if you want to build something real, something that lasts, you've got to make a personal decision to keep going, even when it feels like no one notices. Because there will be days when no one checks on you, no one asks how you're doing, no one shows up to motivate you. And if your effort depends on their support, your consistency will break the moment silence shows up. You need to be the one who holds yourself accountable. You need to be the one who says, I don't need reminders, I don't need applause, I don't need someone watching over me. Because this isn't about being seen, it's about becoming who you said you would be. You've got goals, you've got dreams, you've got things that matter deeply to you. You've got reasons, and that needs to be enough. That needs to be what drives you, not the attention, not the approval, not the company. The truth is, the more serious you get about your growth, the quieter it gets around you. People start to drift, the texts slow down, the encouragement fades. It's not personal, it's just life. People are caught up in their own world, and if you keep expecting them to check in, to follow up, to stay with you every step of the way, you'll end up resenting people who never made you any promises in the first place. You'll start using their silence as an excuse to slow down, to stop caring, to stop pushing. But that's not who you are. That's not how leaders operate. That's not how strong people build anything worth having. You're responsible for your own consistency. You're responsible for the discipline that keeps showing up long after motivation disappears. You don't get to take breaks every time the attention disappears. You don't get to delay your growth just because no one asked how you're doing. Because the work still needs to be done, the actions still need to be taken, and your future still depends on what you do when no one's checking in. That's where real confidence comes from, knowing that you didn't wait for anyone, you didn't need an audience, you didn't need a push, you just kept going, day after day, quietly, privately, and that kind of effort builds something inside you that no one can take away. It's called internal strength, it's called self-respect, it's called showing up without an invitation and still giving your best. You've got to be careful with the voice in your head that says, no one cares, so why should I?
That voice will ruin your momentum. That voice will slow you down. That voice is not truth. It's weakness trying to make excuses. The people who make something great out of their life aren't the ones who were constantly encouraged. They're the ones who learned how to keep moving in silence. They kept writing. They kept learning. They kept building. Even when the messages stopped. Even when the calls stopped. Even when the support faded, they kept going because they knew it was never about other people's attention, it was about their own standard. If you rely on others to keep you committed, you'll always be vulnerable to disappointment. But if you choose to keep going regardless, you take full control. You create momentum that doesn't break when circumstances shift. You become steady, and that steadiness becomes your advantage. Because while others take breaks waiting for reminders, you're still moving. While others question whether anyone notices, you're still focused. And while others wait for motivation to return, you've already built the habit of showing up without it. No one owes you encouragement. No one is required to check in on your progress. You can't hold back your potential because people didn't support you in the way you imagined. People are dealing with their own battles. They might love you, they might believe in you, but they can't always carry you, and they're not supposed to. That's your job. That's your responsibility. That's your opportunity. Some of the most powerful growth happens when you keep going through the silence, when you keep working even though no one's watching, when you keep taking steps forward with zero validation. That's when it gets real. That's when it starts to count. Because anyone can work hard when people are cheering, but real strength is built when you're the only one clapping, when you're the only one pushing, when you're the only one believing. The journey won't always feel exciting. There will be days where everything feels like a grind, where the results are slow, where progress is invisible, and those are the days where your discipline gets tested. Not with huge obstacles, but with quiet resistance, with boredom, with fatigue, with doubt, and that's when you've got to lean on your commitment, not your feelings. Your feelings will tell you to slow down, your commitment will tell you to keep going. You didn't come this far to back out because no one noticed your effort. You didn't start this journey just to quit when the feedback disappeared. You're better than that. You're stronger than that. You're someone who keeps going, even if it takes longer than expected, even if it's lonelier than expected, even if it's harder than expected. You don't fold because the room got quiet. You rise. You get to decide how this story plays out. You get to decide what happens on the days no one checks in. Do you slack off? Do you quit halfway? Or do you prove to yourself that you're built for this? That you're not dependent on reminders or recognition? That you're the kind of person who shows up with or without the attention? Because one day the results will speak for you. One day people will ask how you did it. And you'll know it was the work you did when no one was around. The effort you gave when no one was watching. The hours you pushed through when nobody called. That's what separates the average from the exceptional. So keep going, keep pushing, keep building. Not because they're watching, not because they're clapping, but because you made a decision that your effort doesn't depend on anyone else. It belongs to you. And as long as you stay committed to it, no silence can stop you, no distance can slow you, no lack of support can break you. Because you're not here to be checked on. You're here to check in with yourself and keep going no matter what. Chapter 6. Look yourself in the eye and say you're ready. There comes a point in your life where you have to stop doubting and start deciding. Not based on how prepared you feel, not based on how many things you've figured out, but based on the simple truth that nothing changes until you say it's time. You could spend years waiting for the right moment, waiting for the fear to leave, waiting for the plan to feel perfect, but it will never come. The truth is you won't feel fully ready, and that's not a reason to wait, that's a reason to begin. Because growth doesn't show up before the moment you commit, it shows up after. You unlock your next level by stepping into it, not by waiting for it to come to you. And the most powerful way to take that step is to stand in front of the mirror, look yourself in the eye, and say it out loud, I'm ready. Not because everything is clear, but because you're done holding back. You're done waiting for signs. You're done letting hesitation control you. You're done watching time slip away while your potential stays stuck in your mind. Saying those words to yourself doesn't make everything easy, but it changes something inside you. It puts you in motion. It shifts you from thinking to doing, from doubting to deciding. You've got to stop letting fear speak louder than your future. The fear will always be there. The questions will always be there. But you have to learn to look past them. You don't need to be fearless. You need to be willing. You need to be the kind of person who shows up even with the fear, even with the uncertainty, even with the doubt. Because what you're really saying when you tell yourself you're ready is that you're willing to try, willing to learn, willing to get it wrong, willing to move forward instead of standing still. You've been carrying ideas, dreams, goals inside you for too long. You've been thinking about what you want to do, what you want to change, who you want to become, but thinking alone doesn't move the needle. At some point, you've got to face yourself and say, it starts now, because if you don't, you'll keep watching yourself pass time doing things that don't lead you anywhere. You'll keep watching others grow while you stay stuck in preparation mode. And deep down, that's where the frustration comes from, not from failure, but from knowing you haven't even tried. There's something powerful about saying those words to yourself out loud. It's not about sounding confident, it's about committing. Saying I'm ready means you're stepping into responsibility. It means you're done blaming the past. It means you're not looking for shortcuts. It means you're ready to take ownership of your life. No more pushing your goals to next month. No more talking yourself out of action. No more pretending that time is unlimited. Saying you're ready means you're done being passive. And when you really believe you're ready, you carry yourself differently. You stop hiding. You stop hesitating. You stop giving small things the power to distract you. You wake up with purpose. You speak with intention. You move with focus. And you start to do the things that the older version of you used to avoid. Not because you've magically become fearless, but because you've made a decision, and decisions are what shape your life. No one can do this part for you. You can have mentors, support, advice, but at the end of the day, it's your own reflection you have to answer to. And if you keep looking in the mirror and seeing someone who waits, someone who delays, someone who holds back, then you're not being honest with yourself. The future you want won't wait for you to feel ready. It only begins when you decide that the person in the mirror is ready to stop surviving and start building, ready to stop overthinking and start acting, ready to stop doubting and start believing. This moment right now could be that turning point. Not next week, not when you feel more confident, not after one more plan. Right now, the only thing between the life you want and the life you have is your decision to begin, and you don't have to know every step to take the first one. You don't have to predict every challenge to face the next one. You just need to stop lying to yourself about why you're not moving. If you're tired of feeling stuck, if you're tired of wondering what could have happened if you just tried, then you owe it to yourself to make that choice. Not for anyone else, not for recognition, just for you. You've waited long enough, you've watched enough, you've prepared enough. It's time to stand up, face yourself, and say it with full belief. I'm ready. Because readiness isn't about having everything figured out. It's about deciding that you will figure it out as you go. It's about trusting your ability to grow through the unknown. It's about committing to yourself, even when the path ahead isn't clear. You weren't born to move, to build, to rise, to learn, and to lead yourself forward. Every time you delay your own start, you tell your mind that you're not capable yet, and your mind believes it. That's how self-doubt becomes a habit. You build belief by acting in the face of doubt. You build confidence by proving to yourself that hesitation doesn't run your life. So say it today. Say it like you mean it. Say it without needing a second opinion. Say it because you're done wasting potential. Say it because you know it's time. And after you say it, act on it. Do the thing you've been avoiding. Start the work you've been putting off. Show up for yourself in a way you haven't before. Don't worry about the outcome. Focus on the effort. Focus on the movement. Focus on making this day the day you stopped waiting and started building. Because 5 years from now, you won't regret being too early. You'll regret being too late. Everything changes the moment you take yourself seriously. Everything shifts the moment you stop doubting your readiness. You are not behind. You are not unprepared. You are not too late. You are just one decision away from becoming everything you know you're capable of, and that decision starts when you face yourself and finally say, I'm ready. Chapter 7. Challenge every thought that makes you feel small. Not every thought you have is the truth. Some of them come from fear. Some come from past wounds. Some come from people who once made you feel like you weren't enough. And if you're not careful, those thoughts can take over. They can shape how you see yourself, how you walk into rooms, how you speak up, and how you live your life. If you want to grow, you must stop blindly accepting every thought that enters your mind. You must start challenging the ones that make you feel small. You must question them. You must break them down. You must refuse to let them define you. It starts with awareness. Pay attention to the quiet thoughts that tell you you're not capable, not smart enough, not strong enough, not important. Those thoughts don't come from your future, they come from your past. They were built through experiences that made you doubt yourself. But just because they feel familiar, doesn't make them true. You've got to be able to pause and ask yourself, where did that thought come from? Who gave me that belief? Was that voice mine or someone else's? Is this thought helping me grow or keeping me small? If it's not lifting you up, it's holding you back. And once you recognize that, you've got a choice. You either accept it and live small, or you confront it and start taking back control of your mind. Every time a limiting thought shows up, you challenge it by moving in the opposite direction. If it tells you to stay quiet, you speak up. If it tells you you're not ready, you take the step anyway. If it tells you you're not enough, you remind yourself that you don't need permission to be who you are. That's the difference between people who grow and people who stay stuck. It's not that the people who grow never feel doubt, it's that they refuse to bow down to it. They recognize that self-doubt is a voice, not a fact, and they stop treating it like it gets the final word. You have that same power. You can talk back to that voice. You can rewrite the narrative. You can decide that your mind is a tool, not a trap. You don't build confidence by ignoring doubt. You build it by facing it head on, by catching those quiet, damaging thoughts before they become habits, by refusing to let your mind bully you into a smaller version of yourself. And it's not about yelling affirmations or pretending everything is perfect. It's about being honest with yourself. It's about noticing the moment your mind says you can't, and calmly responding, "Watch me." It's about replacing self-judgment with self-awareness. It's about choosing to believe in what you're capable of, not because it's easy, but because you've had enough of being your own enemy. You have to understand how deep these thoughts can go. They can affect how you sit, how you look people in the eye, how you ask for what you want, how you carry yourself in silence. They shape your posture, they shape your presence, and most people don't even realize they're carrying a script in their head that was written by fear, a script that plays on repeat every time they try to grow, and the only way to change the script is to interrupt it. When the voice says, "You're not as good as them," you say, "That's not my focus." When it says, "You'll fail," you say, "Then I'll learn." When it says, "You've never done this before," you say, "That's exactly why I need to do it now." This takes work. It takes presence, it takes daily effort, but it also builds a kind of strength that no one can give you. You start showing up differently, you stop shrinking when challenged, you stop comparing, you stop overthinking your every move, and you start moving with conviction, not because the doubt is gone, but because you no longer let it make decisions for you. There is no rule that says you have to keep believing the thoughts that hurt you. There is no contract that says you must accept every opinion formed in your weakest moments. You are allowed to upgrade your thinking. You are allowed to throw out what no longer serves you. You are allowed to grow beyond the old story you used to tell yourself. That's not fake. That's maturity. That's responsibility. That's real self-leadership. Sometimes the thoughts that make you feel small sound like truth. They sound logical. They sound like caution. But if you look closer, you'll see they're built on fear, not facts. Just because a thought feels comfortable doesn't mean it belongs. In fact, most of the thoughts that have kept you stuck probably felt safe, but safety is not always strength. There's a difference between being grounded and being trapped, and many people live trapped inside beliefs they never chose. They inherited them, they absorbed them, and now they're stuck inside limitations they never questioned. That's what today is about. Challenging all of that, rewriting the parts of your inner voice that were built on doubt. And you do that not in one day, but with repetition, the same way those thoughts were formed. You show up every day and remind yourself that you get to decide what you believe now. You get to choose the thoughts that stay and the ones that go. You get to build a new mindset that reflects where you're going, not where you've been. You are not here to live small. You are not here to carry shame. You are not here to walk quietly through life afraid of what others think. You are here to grow. You are here to expand. You are here to live a life that requires courage. And that courage begins in your mind. It begins the moment you decide that not every thought deserves your trust. From now on, when the small thoughts show up, and they will, you look at them and you question them. You don't react. You respond. You don't absorb. You analyze. And if they don't support your future, they don't get a seat at the table. It's that simple. Your mind will become stronger, not through comfort, but through confrontation, through standing up to your own mental patterns and choosing better. You are not weak for having those thoughts. You're human. But you become powerful the moment you stop obeying them, the moment you stop making room for beliefs that tell you to dim your light, the moment you stop using old thinking to build a new life. That's when things begin to change. That's when your voice gets louder than your fear. That's when your belief starts to match your potential, and from that place there's nothing small about you. Chapter 8. Take responsibility for how you let people treat you. How people treat you starts with what you allow. You teach others how to interact with you by what you tolerate, what you ignore, and what you reinforce. It's easy to blame others for being disrespectful, careless, or distant. But the hard truth is this. Every time you stay silent when you should speak, every time you make excuses for someone's poor behavior, every time you let something slide that goes against your values, you're sending a message that says this is okay. And when people keep getting away with treating you poorly, they're not the only ones responsible, you are too. Taking responsibility doesn't mean blaming yourself for what others choose to do. It means owning your role in the dynamic. It means understanding that boundaries don't set themselves. Respect isn't automatic. And people don't just get it without being told. You have to show them how to treat you by setting clear limits, standing firm in your values, and walking away when someone crosses a line. That's not being cold or harsh. That's called self-respect. And the more you practice it, the more your environment changes. If someone keeps talking down to you, and you keep pretending it doesn't bother you, you're not keeping the peace, you're creating a pattern. If someone constantly shows up late, ignores your time, interrupts your efforts, and you say nothing, you're telling them that their behavior is acceptable. If someone disrespects your goals, minimizes your growth, and you still keep them close, you're not being loyal, you're being unfair to yourself. Because every time you ignore what hurts you, just to keep someone around, you're making yourself smaller so they can feel comfortable. That's not strength, that's self-betrayal. You cannot change how someone acts, but you can control how long you stand in it. You can decide when it's time to speak. You can decide what's no longer worth explaining. You can decide what you'll never accept again. That decision gives you your power back. That decision shows the world that you've raised your standards, not out of anger, but out of growth. There's a difference between kindness and allowing disrespect. You can be firm without being cruel. You can draw the line without raising your voice. You can walk away from people who ignore your worth without holding hate in your heart. Setting standards is not about pushing people away. It's about making room for the right ones. It's about giving your energy to those who honor it, not those who drain it. One of the most important lessons you'll ever learn is this. People treat you based on how you carry yourself. If you move through life seeking approval, begging to be understood, tolerating toxic patterns just to avoid conflict, then you're inviting more of the same. But when you walk with clarity, when you speak with confidence, when you make it known that you won't allow certain behaviors, that changes everything, not immediately, but gradually. The people who can't respect your boundaries will fall away, the people who value growth will rise closer, but none of it happens if you keep avoiding responsibility. You have to stop expecting people to just know how to treat you. That's not how life works. You show them. You show them by the way you respond to being ignored. You show them by the way you walk away from games. You show them by the way you don't over-explain your worth to people who never listened in the first place. And once you start doing that, you'll feel something powerful. You'll feel peace. Because peace comes when you stop chasing people who drain you. Peace comes when you stop proving your value to people who can't see it. Peace comes when you take full ownership of your space and make it clear what you will and will not allow. That's not control, that's maturity, that's self-awareness, that's personal growth, and it's not always easy. Some of the people you need to set boundaries with might be close to you, they might be family, they might be friends, they might be people you've known for years, but longevity doesn't equal respect. If someone treats you poorly, it doesn't matter how long they've been in your life. What matters is how you respond now, because if you keep allowing patterns that hurt you, you're not preserving love, you're preserving pain. It's okay to change, it's okay to say, I used to let this happen, but I won't anymore. You're not obligated to keep living by the same rules that once made you feel powerless. Growth means you see things more clearly now. Growth means you choose to protect your energy, not just give it to whoever demands it. Growth means you know what respect looks like, and you won't settle for anything less, even if that means being alone for a while. Being alone is not the enemy. Being surrounded by people who disrespect you is, and the moment you realize that, you'll stop fearing silence. You'll stop tolerating surface-level relationships. You'll stop explaining away people's bad behavior just because you don't want to start over. And you'll start creating space for the kind of connections that make you feel safe, valued, and respected. You deserve that, but it starts with you. You can't demand from others what you don't demand from yourself. So if you want better treatment, treat yourself better first. Speak up when it's uncomfortable. Leave when it's necessary. Say no without guilt. Say yes without fear. Set the tone. Build the standard. Make your presence something that expects respect, not something that begs for it. Because the truth is, when you take responsibility for how you let people treat you, you stop being a victim of your surroundings, you stop blaming others for the way your life feels, and you start building something stronger. Boundaries, self-worth, clarity, these are the tools that shape a life of strength and stability. Not because everything is perfect, but because you're no longer settling for what weakens you. You were never meant to shrink. You were never meant to stay silent while people took advantage of your kindness. You were never meant to carry the weight of other people's disrespect. You were meant to stand tall, to protect your space, to grow into someone who leads themselves first, firmly, calmly, with strength. And when you become that person, the world adjusts. Not because it suddenly becomes nicer, but because you become stronger, and that strength keeps you from accepting anything less than what you deserve, not just once, but every single day.
Chapter 9. Act like the future version of you today. There's a version of you that you keep thinking about, the version that's disciplined, confident, consistent, calm, respected, focused, fulfilled. That version of you lives in your mind. You've pictured it, you've talked about it, you've imagined what life would feel like if you became that person. But thinking about it isn't enough. Waiting for it to happen won't change anything. You don't grow into that version by accident. You grow into it by acting like it already exists. Not tomorrow, not next year, but now. You act like the future version of you today, not when everything is perfect, but when you finally decide to take yourself seriously. If the person you want to become wakes up early, start setting your alarm now. If that version of you trains hard, eats better, shows up prepared, then start doing those things with what you have right now. It's not about being perfect. It's about aligning your current actions with your future identity. When you act like your future self, you start sending your brain a different message. You stop saying, "One day I'll change," and you start saying, "This is who I am now." That changes your decisions. That changes your habits. That changes your outcomes. Most people get stuck in the waiting. They tell themselves they'll be ready later. They'll commit when they feel different. They'll move forward when life slows down. But that's not how real change happens. The truth is, you won't suddenly wake up and become that ideal version of yourself. You grow into it step by step, action by action, through repetition, not just motivation. You stop making choices based on how you feel, and you start making them based on who you're becoming. That's how identity changes. That's how you gain momentum. Think about the person you say you want to be, not just in the big things, but in the small things. How does that person spend their time? How do they speak? How do they respond when things go wrong? How do they treat their body? How do they handle failure? And now ask yourself, how close is your current behavior to that standard? If the gap is big, that's your work. That's what needs to be rebuilt. You're not waiting for inspiration. You're building structure. You're building alignment between your present and your potential. Every single day, you're casting a vote for the kind of person you believe you are. And the more votes you cast in the direction of your future self, the more your confidence grows. Because confidence doesn't come from saying, "I'll get there someday." It comes from proving it through action. When you start doing what your future self would do, your life starts to reflect it. Not overnight, but gradually, steadily, permanently. You can't say you want clarity while living with chaos. You can't say you want growth while repeating the habits that kept you stuck. You can't say you want peace while feeding your time to distractions. The future you that you admire isn't more gifted, they're just more consistent.
They've decided that their actions will match their goals, not their mood. And that's a decision you can make right now. You don't need permission. You don't need perfection. You need honesty. You need to look at your habits and ask yourself, are these building the future I want or the one I'm afraid of? You don't rise by doing what's comfortable. You rise by doing what's necessary. You rise by saying no to things that don't align. You rise by doing the hard things, even when no one is watching. That's what your future self would do. That's what the version of you with peace, focus, and purpose would expect. So stop postponing that level. Stop waiting until things settle down. This is your life right now. It's not practice. It's not preparation. It's happening. And how you show up in these moments shapes what comes next. You have more control than you think. You have the ability to choose differently. You can stop reinforcing the identity that keeps you stuck. You can build a new one through action. That's the key. Not thought. Not planning. Action. You don't need a full transformation overnight. You need small, consistent decisions that prove to yourself you are becoming that person. And the more you act in line with that version, the more natural it becomes. Soon, it won't feel forced. It will feel familiar, because that's who you are now. This doesn't mean pretending to be something you're not. It means stepping into who you've always had the potential to be. It means holding yourself to a higher standard, not to impress anyone, but because you know you're capable of more. It means no longer lowering your expectations just to stay comfortable. Growth doesn't come from comfort. It comes from action, from facing resistance and choosing movement, from doing the work even when it's boring, from saying, this is what the future version of me would do, and I'll do it now. Your future self doesn't live in the future. It starts in your next decision. The way you respond to this moment is the start. You can either repeat the same habits, or you can build new ones. You can wait for change, or you can become the change. That's the choice. And it happens every single day, in the things no one sees, in the effort that goes unnoticed, in the early mornings and late nights, in the way you treat yourself when no one's watching. You owe it to yourself to stop playing small. You owe it to yourself to stop saying someday. If the life you want means something to you, start building it like it matters. Start walking like it's already yours. Start acting like the person who's already doing it, because nothing will shift until your behavior does, and once it does, everything begins to catch up. You don't have to be perfect to act like your future self. You just have to be willing to let go of excuses, willing to stop waiting, willing to look at your life and say, I may not be there yet, but I'll live like I belong there now. That's how you rise, that's how you transform, that's how you earn the life you've imagined. By deciding that you're no longer just hoping for it, you're living it, starting right now. Chapter 10. Refuse to shrink, just to make others comfortable. There will be times when you'll feel the pressure to make yourself smaller. Not because you believe you're unworthy, but because someone else is uncomfortable with your growth, your confidence, your ambition. You'll feel it in the way people react when you start improving, when you start speaking up more, when you set boundaries, when you no longer seek approval for your choices. You'll notice it in their silence, their distance, or their passive remarks, and in those moments, you'll be faced with a decision to shrink so they feel better, or to stand tall and keep going. If you want to build the life you're capable of, you have to choose strength, you have to choose self-respect, you have to refuse to shrink just to make others comfortable. The truth is, not everyone around you will support your elevation. Some people were fine with you, as long as you stayed where they met you. As long as you didn't challenge them, as long as you didn't outgrow the version of you they were used to. But growth doesn't ask for permission. Growth happens when you stop dimming your light to match the room. Growth happens when you stop making adjustments to stay liked and start living in a way that reflects who you really are. And that kind of growth will make some people uncomfortable, not because you did anything wrong, but because your progress reminds them of what they're avoiding in their own life. You don't owe anyone your silence just to avoid confrontation. You don't owe anyone a smaller version of yourself so they feel less insecure. You don't need to edit your truth so someone else can stay comfortable in their avoidance. When you start growing, the people who are serious about their own path will celebrate you. The ones who aren't will try to bring you back down, usually in quiet, subtle ways. That's why you've got to know who you are, because if you don't, you'll start changing yourself to keep the peace. You'll start holding back so no one gets upset. You'll start apologizing for being focused, disciplined, clear, and every time you do that, you lose a little bit of yourself. You weren't made to shrink. You weren't made to stay small. You weren't born to just blend in, keep quiet, or avoid standing out. You were made to become something real, and real growth requires space. Real progress demands that you take up room, that you stop tiptoeing around other people's comfort zones. The people who matter won't be threatened by your growth, they'll be inspired. The ones who aren't were never truly with you, and that's not your loss, that's your clarity. Stop apologizing for setting boundaries. Stop watering down your goals just because someone else thinks they're too big. Stop hiding your wins because you're afraid it'll make others feel less. If your success offends someone, that's their reflection to deal with, not your behavior to fix. You're not responsible for someone else's reaction to your effort. You're responsible for your direction. And if your direction is leading you to a better version of yourself, then keep going. Don't pause. Don't explain. Don't seek approval. Just keep growing. It takes courage to keep rising when people around you want you to stay the same. It takes strength to not back down when you feel isolated. It takes clarity to walk your path even when you're misunderstood. But every time you choose to keep going, every time you choose to be authentic instead of accepted, every time you speak up instead of staying quiet, you're building a version of yourself that is unshakable. And that version of you will thank you for every moment you chose not to shrink. This isn't about arrogance, it's about ownership. Owning your story, owning your effort, owning your voice. You're not here to live a quiet life filled with regret. You're here to use what you've been given, to build what you dream of, to lead yourself toward what matters. And none of that happens if you keep asking for permission. You've got to give yourself permission to be seen, to take up space, to be fully present in your own life. There will always be people who don't understand you. That's not a problem to solve. That's a reality to accept. You're not here to be understood by everyone. You're here to be honest with yourself, to be aligned, to be free. And that freedom begins the day you stop molding yourself to fit into places you've outgrown. You may lose a few people along the way, but what you gain in return, clarity, peace, strength, authenticity, is far more valuable. You become strong when you stop apologizing for being different. You become focused when you stop chasing validation. You become free when you stop shaping your behavior based on who might feel insecure. And that kind of freedom allows you to move faster with less noise, with more confidence. You stop second-guessing yourself. You stop lowering your energy to match environments that never grew with you. You walk forward, even if you have to walk alone for a little while. If you've ever felt guilty for growing, for leveling up, for getting serious, let this be the reminder. You have nothing to apologize for. Becoming a better version of yourself is not a crime. Choosing discipline, peace, focus, and purpose over comfort and distraction is not a betrayal. You're not wrong for outgrowing people, places, or patterns. That's the nature of personal growth. You're evolving, you're elevating, and the people who are meant to be in your life will evolve with you, not try to hold you in place. Don't shrink when people question your choices. Don't shrink when they gossip or pull away. Don't shrink when they mock your routine, your schedule, your new goals. That reaction says more about their discomfort than your direction. You can either shrink to stay accepted or rise to stay honest, but you can't do both. You've got to choose who you're living for. So make the choice that honors your future. Make the choice that keeps you growing. Make the choice that protects your energy, even if it means losing people who were never really in your corner. Because one day you'll look back and realize that the moments you refused to shrink were the exact moments that built your strength. They were the moments that separated the old you from the new one. The moments that proved to yourself that you didn't change just to be liked. You changed because you wanted to live fully. You've come too far to go back. You've worked too hard to play small. You've sacrificed too much to pretend you're not serious. This is your time. Not to blend in, not to stay safe, but to live in the full expression of who you are, without shrinking, without apologizing, without editing your light just to make others comfortable. Be proud of your growth. Own it. And never again make yourself smaller just to fit into a place you've outgrown.